We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Ooh, man, one night before the Stanley Cup Final Game 1 between the Boston Bruins and St. Louis Blues. I am oh so excited for tomorrow night. I really am. And maybe nervous, and maybe thrilled, and maybe terrified. There's so many different emotions that are going through me right now. And if you've been a lifelong Blues fan, I'm just one that's, you know, I liked the Blues in the 90s, but they weren't my team. I was a big Grant Fuhr fan. I thought he was just the greatest goalie of all time, and I couldn't get enough of Grant Fuhr. And I thought, man, there's so many great goalies, but Grant Fuhr was the guy I loved. So I was a Blues fan there, but they weren't my number one team. I can't imagine what it would be like for you as a fan for your entire life coming up to tomorrow night. It's the moment you've been waiting for. Are you going to be in a private place? You're going to be with a bunch of friends? What are you going to do? I know a lot of people that don't want to be around anyone else. They just want to isolate themselves so they can be one-on-one watching the game, listening to the game, doing whatever they need to do because they don't want to be around and they don't want everyone seeing them. So what are your emotions right now? Nervous, excited, terrified, happy, sad? Hopefully it could be all these things. Terrified? Mostly terrified. 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line or 800-925-1120. It'd be fun to start Sunday night off that way. Talk a little bit of Blues considering game one is tomorrow night. 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Of course, you'll hear it right here on KMOX with pregame coverage. Nice and early for you to get prepped for that game. Eddie calling in from Pennsylvania. What's going on?
Hey, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to congratulate you guys, and you got a great team, the Blues.
By any chance, do you know the bar that the Gloria song started? I forgot what the name of the pub was or whatever, but where the Blues fans, and there's a special pub in Philadelphia that is like the designated Blues area in that area.
I can find that out for you. Find out the name of that place.
Are you a Blues fan?
I'll tell you, you know, I'm very happy for you guys. I wasn't a big fan, being honest. A lot more like the Philly teams, but I'm happy for you guys. St. Louis is a great town. I've been there. They're great people, and I'm very happy that you made it this far, and I think you're going to go all the way. I think you can beat Boston.
I think so, too.
Series.
I really think so. Yeah, man, he has been a huge game changer for this club. At first, it was a little bit rocky, little growing pains going on, but once he got the club behind him, it was nonstop. They've done so well since the start of the year.
I know you've been through a lot in your town, and like I said again, you have a friend here in Philly that's rooting for you guys. I think you're going to bring home the cup.
Beautiful. Thanks, Eddie.
Have a good night.
Eddie from Philadelphia calling in. That's cool. Scott in Missouri. What's going on, Scott?
Good evening, sir. And the thing is that I really, of course, I agree with you from last night and the night before when you said you have a feeling the Blues might win it in four.
I feel, my gut feeling is they're going to sweep.
I do have that feeling, too.
Ooh.
Maybe five, but here's one thing that I really do agree with you, and this is great. Because you have really switched on to the Blues from the Detroit Red Wings, and that is fantastic.
Scott, you know, I hate to say it, but Wings are still – that's my hometown team, man. They're still my number one.
Yeah, of course.
But
yeah.
But the Blues – I've been a Blues fan for many years. I've had a Blues jersey since the mid-90s. And
well, you remember the Chuck Norris division then, don't you? You're old enough to remember that.
Chuck Norris, yeah. The Norris, yes. the Chuck Norris. It wasn't Chuck.
They used to call it the Chuck Norris because it was fights all the time, you know?
Oh, I get that. Yeah, the Central Division was great. They were great rivals. Do you know what I liked about the two clubs? Is just they always...
When Toronto was in there, too. Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, they always were hard-fought games, and it was great hockey when the two clubs played against each other.
And it was great hockey.
Yeah.
And you know, like the game has changed this way is that they've cut out a lot of the fights. You know, you don't have the bench-clearing brawls and anything because everybody that jumps over the bench now gets a fine.
Yeah.
But what's made hockey great now is that you have guys like, you know, Thomas for the Blues right now who can handle the puck like a magician, this guy. And he's a young guy. And throwing the puck out in front of the net and doing almost like an Olympic event, some of these guys now. Instead of just getting a guy out there like a McVie or like a Ty Domi or somebody like that just to beat the living hell out of somebody, you know?
They have a couple of strong guys out there that mean business, but the team,
they just come together. Pasternak's one guy we got to watch out for.
It's funny because, you know, you mentioned the Red Wing thing. I was looking back at a retrospect from Steve Yzerman. And just because, you know, he's the new general manager, and I was watching the NHL did these top 100 player little mini documentaries on, and they're like 5 minutes long. You can go online and watch these things. And there was a portion of the interview that was from Scotty Bowman talking about how when he came into the club, Yzerman was this huge offensive threat, but they realized they had to get some more defensive forwards, and Yzerman changed his game. Because of that, he was able to change his game. Look at the longevity, and still, he wasn't putting up 100 points a season, but he was still one of the best, absolute best in the league, and people still
recognize
him.
Absolute best, one thing Scotty Bowman did, too, that was one of the original things that he actually did, the general management was involved in that, too, was get a lot of foreign players, which mostly were Russian, and they just... They dominate.
Oh, the Russians are great. But let me finish my point. Goodness. My point was when Berube got in and started to coach this club, I think the players needed to have time to readjust to a style that may not be their natural style. He was able to put these players in a way, in a position, in a style of play where they actually played as a team. And it took a couple of months, you know, considering – you know, he came in with the 19-game marker or something like that, or what? It was really early in the season. It took all the way until after the new year, and then you get the All-Star break, and, man, they just hit high gear.
Exactly.
So you get Binnington, and then you get these players, and that's why you're seeing such a great contribution on these lower lines, and he's done such a great job with that.
I'm sorry to interrupt there, but that's one of the things is you fired Mike Yeo, and you had Hitchcock before that, and Hitchcock was a... There's a lot of people that, like, it's almost like Tony La Russa with the Cardinals. There was a lot of players that disliked Tony La Russa, and then but they played under him, you know, and they did what he said. And Hitchcock, they did what he said. And then Yo, they did what he said. Berube came in there in a way, like, said, this is what you're going to do, and I don't give a damn, almost like that, you know. And the team needed a kind of a kick in the butt.
Yeah.
And they did get that kick in the butt, and they wanted that amazing streak when they were in last place, dead last, on January 3rd.
Amazing. And it carried over to the playoffs, right? That's hard to do.
If they do win this, which I really hope that they do, this will be one of the greatest teams in the history of hockey.
Come back.
I really do believe that.
Yeah, they'll be remembered. All right, hey, Scott, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good night.
All right. Well, that's cool. Thanks, Scott. So you heard Scott's emotions, and we had even a call from Philadelphia, which is awesome. How are you feeling? 314-436-7900. You can call that locally here. You can text that number, or 800-925-1120. You're free to call. That's part of this show. You know, we are live here. It's 11:17 Central Time, about to turn 11:18. And, yeah, it's open for you. You're invited. It's Overnight America, KMOX. And here we are together again on a Sunday night. I'm just curious how I'm going to be feeling 24 hours from now after game one. I mean, you got the butterflies going in the belly. It's a big one, big one. Welcome back to Overnight America. And Marsha's calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Marsh, what's going on?
Hey, well, I just wrote a little song called Let's Go Blues Blues. I'd like to sing just a little bit of that for you to give you my opinion on the series.
The Let's Go Blues Blues. Love to hear it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, for the St. Louis Blue Note, things are really looking up. They have left the Sharks in shambles. Now they're headed for the Cup. They have Schwartz and Tarasenko. Petro's really on a roll with Sammy Blais and Pat Maroon and Jordan Binnington in goal. The Blues are headed for the finals, don't you know? Well, bless my soul. Oh, yeah. They're going to face the Beantown Bruins like the Redbirds did the Sox. But the outcome will be different. Blues are going to clean their clocks. We've waited almost 50 years now, and Lord Stanley's on our side with four more wins to go. Oh, baby, baby, what a ride. Oh, yeah, they're headed for the finals, don't you know? Well, bless my soul.
Marsh, I love it. That's great. Good job. You perform it and write it. Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Are you a musician?
Yeah, I do some singing. I'm not a musician. I need somebody to play for me to be for my accompaniment, but this is a cappella. What the heck?
You know? Yeah, you did an excellent job. Thank you for doing that.
Okay, thanks.
We got to play that later. Save that audio, producer Ben. That is so good. Marsh, I love it. Wow. Man, there's a lot going for the Blues right now. You heard it in the news, but you can find it at KMOX.com. It's kind of cool. Blues play-by-play announcer John Kelly will get his chance to call a Stanley Cup final game. It says his last turn of the broadcast booth was during the Blues' first-round series against Winnipeg 3 decades earlier. Of course, we know his dad was someone that was in the broadcast booth, so Chris Kerber invites Kelly in. And John Kelly will be an added announcer for Monday night's game. You'll hear right here on KMOX. Every game of the Stanley Cup Final will be on here. 7 o'clock is the start time, and I believe it's a 5 o'clock start for pregame, as each game is very, very special. So I am so looking forward to listening to the game here. Of course, I'll be here tomorrow night, and I don't think I'll get any work done, as I'm going to be listening to the entire game and just living in. Hopefully I can hear the play before I hear people screaming down the hallway. Sometimes, you know, when we're at the radio station. So when you broadcast the game, you get the raw feed, right? And you're broadcasting that. And then it takes time for it to go to the transmitter after the delay and broadcast out to the masses or whatever. So if you're listening to it in some parts of the building, it might be a little bit delayed compared to if it's in the studio. So if I'm listening somewhere else, and I hear people yelling and screaming, I think, uh-oh, here comes a goal. And the part that scares me, though, is that I want to be able to hear these things as they happen. I don't want to be tipped off that it's about to happen. It kills the excitement. So almost I think I'm going to have to try to isolate myself and listen to this thing. And I think a lot of other people are going to isolate themselves. A lot of people like to go and they like to be in public, and they like to watch this with a lot of other people around them. And they love the roar of the crowd. Maybe they'll go outside Enterprise for some of these home games. Maybe they'll go to Enterprise for the away games and actually be part of the watch parties. I know that there's a lot of people that have waited decades, their entire life. They're in their adulthood now, and they've never witnessed this for their team. And because of it, they want to hide in the comfort of maybe their basement alone, and they want to experience this with no one else but themselves, because it's like a spiritual thing. I mean, it's a big deal for the Blues to play for the Stanley Cup. There's another cool thing if you haven't seen this. The Missouri History Museum is going to deliver handwritten messages to the Blues. So what you could do, you can stop by up until Wednesday and fill out these postcards addressed directly to the Blues at the Missouri History Museum in Forest Park. And these postcards will be delivered to the team as an also part of a little bit of extra morale to help the team. Because if you've ever wanted to put a message to them, this is a great way for you to do it. The Missouri History Museum, you know, it's really cool. I know Johnny Rabbit may be listening right now. He does some excellent presentations there, you know, right off of Lindell and Forest Park. Hopefully you can do that. And what a great opportunity for you to go walk through the museum if you haven't lately. They have some great exhibits there. So go do that. That's up until Wednesday. And they want you to post it on social media too. All right, well, coming up, since it is Memorial Day weekend, I talked to Dr. Knowledge. Yeah. So Dr. Knowledge is someone we've had on the show in the past. He comes from our sister station in Pittsburgh, KDKA, and he knows a lot of different trivia bits. And he has some great ones for Memorial Day. We're going to talk to him about that. And he actually has some blues trivia for you coming up on Overnight America KMOX. And joining us now, Dr. Knowledge himself joining us back on the program with this book, The All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts. Thanks for coming on to Overnight America.
Always nice to be on with you, Ryan.
Fascinating facts, eh? Are there any good ones for Memorial Day?
Oh, sure. Yeah. There's a lot of things about that. First of all, Memorial Day used to have, and for many years, had a different name. Mm-hmm. Memorial Day started back in Civil War times, back in the 1860s, and then it was called Decoration Day, because the reason for that name was that people decorated the graves of fallen servicemen in the Civil War. It became a custom to go to the cemetery on May 30th, and they picked May 30th as a date, by the way, because flowers were in full bloom by then in all parts of the country. So that became a national holiday back in the 1800s when people went to the cemetery to decorate graves of fallen servicemen. And it was called Decoration Day for many, many, many years, even until after World War II. And some of your older listeners may remember that it was called Decoration Day. After World War II, various veterans groups thought we should memorialize, quote-unquote memorialize, fallen service people from all wars. They wanted to include World War II, which had just finished. So they lobbied for changing the name of the holiday from Decoration Day to Memorial Day. But in the 1950s, 1960s, and I can even remember into 1970, some people still called it Decoration Day. Some people called it Memorial Day. There was no real standard name for the holiday. The older people called it Decoration Day. Younger people called it Memorial Day. And finally, in 1971, Congress made it official. They changed the name officially to Memorial Day and also changed, instead of it always being May 30th, which had always been its date, they made it the last Monday in May to give us another one of those three-day holiday weekends.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So, sometimes it's on May 30th, but most of the time it's not on May 30th. It's always on the last Monday of May.
You know, I'm guessing at the time when they had the vote, there were still people that called it Decoration Day forever.
Oh, absolutely.
Until the end.
I remember older people. I remember my grandmother used to say, you know, here we are, Decoration Day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure many of your listeners remember older people calling it Decoration Day.
Well, I'm sure like the naming rights to a stadium, whatever you remember it when you were younger is what you're going to call it the rest of your life, something like that.
Hard to make the change.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, if you want to talk about our federal holidays, we have 10 federal holidays, of which Memorial Day is one of the 10, and five of them are always on a Monday. Congress gave us 5 3-day weekends every year. You have Memorial Day. You also have Labor Day is always on a Monday. Mm-hmm. The other one's always on a Monday, or President's Day, Martin Luther King Day, and Columbus Day. So those, plus Memorial Day, those five of the 10, half of our federal holidays are always on a Monday, and we always have a 3-day holiday weekend. Then we have four holidays which are always on the same date, not on the same day each year. And those four, of course, New Year's is always January 1st, regardless of what day it comes on. July 4th, obviously, is always on July 4th. Veterans Day is always on November 11th, no matter what day of the week it is. And, of course, Christmas is always December 25th.
Right.
And then our 10th national holiday is Thanksgiving, which is always on a Thursday, the fourth Thursday of November, regardless of the date. Interestingly enough, there was once changed to Franklin Roosevelt when he was president during the Depression years, thought that if he advanced Thanksgiving 1 week ahead, made it the third Thursday of November, it would help the economy because it would give another week for Christmas shopping. It would lengthen the Christmas shopping season.
Huh.
So he declared that Thanksgiving should be the third Thursday of November that year. It was 1939. But the problem was about half the states, in fact, exactly half the states, did what he said and moved it to the third Thursday, but the other half of the states kept it on the fourth Thursday. And there was tremendous confusion in the country. And if you were going to visit grandma in another state, you had to call her and say, which Thursday is your state observing Thanksgiving? There was just multiple confusion with the two dates. And finally, Congress for the next year passed a law that it would always be the fourth Thursday of November.
I like that. Kind of like the groundhog. They're waiting to see what day the president declares Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Dr. Knowledge in the book, The All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts. I kind of like the idea of having two Thanksgivings back-to-back. You can go to one state and have it a week early. I love it. So with the Blues in the finals, you know, I understand you even have some fascinating facts about sports.
In our book, The All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts, I try to put some sports in there. We have some hockey, and I know you folks in your area are celebrating the Blues.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, and that starts tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow is game one,
Monday, in
Boston.
So there, as a matter of fact, we have this question in the All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts. Teams in the NHL that have a color in their nickname, just like St. Louis Blues, there are four others. Beside the Blues, that's a good quiz question. If your folks want to toss that out.
I tried to jot some of them down because you mentioned this right before we started the interview, and I came up with three, and I wasn't quite sure on the fourth one. So I had Red Wings.
Right, Detroit Red Wings.
Blackhawks.
Chicago Blackhawks.
Blue Jackets.
Right, Columbus Blue Jackets,
And the only other one, I'm not sure. I didn't know if Bruin was a color because I thought it was a bear. But I don't know what the fourth one is.
Well, it's a tough one because it's a new team. It's the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, Golden Knights. That's right.
We'll call golden a color. So
I couldn't remember if Bruin was a color. Like I was trying to go back to my old Crayola days.
Yeah.
But not really. Oh, Golden Knights. That makes sense.
Yeah, so those are plus the Blues. So you have five teams with a color in their nickname.
Pretty exciting time here for the town with all of the sports talk. What a great time for the Blues to, and so many people here, it's kind of fun to see the generations, the parents who said they've waited their whole life to see this chance happen, because they haven't, 49 years it's been since they've made it to the final. So it's pretty exciting times.
Well, we remember here in Pittsburgh, I'm based here in Pittsburgh, and we and St. Louis entered the NHL the same year. You remember they had that big expansion, the NHL. They only had six teams originally, and then they added six new teams in the late 1960s, of which the Blues were one and the Pittsburgh Penguins were the other.
Yeah.
Back to the holidays, if you'd like, Ryan, one more thing I'd like to say is that three of our federal holidays have had their names changed over the years. We talked about, obviously, Memorial Day used to be Decoration Day, but there are two others, what we now call President's Day, which is always the third Monday in February, used to be George Washington's birthday, and officially it still is. The federal government recognizes it as George Washington's birthday, but retailers and others like the idea of President's Day, and you can honor all presidents, so that's what it's called, even though that's not its official name. And then there's Veterans Day, which started with a different name. It started as Armistice Day. Was first celebrated after World War One, celebrating the day of the armistice ending World War One, which was November 11th, 1918, and was called Armistice Day for many years into the 1920s, 1930s. And then after World War II, various veterans groups wanted, again, to honor veterans from all wars, not just World War One, not just celebrating the armistice, and especially they wanted to honor World War II veterans after that war. So they lobbied to change the name from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. And finally, as a matter of fact, it was a congressman from Kansas, not too far from you folks, who led the fight to change the name. And Congress officially changed it from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. It's always November 11th. You know, some people have lobbied to make that on a Monday, just like our other three-day holiday weekends. But the veterans want to keep that. They want to keep that original date of November 11th.
Great. Wow, all these fascinating facts. Where can, you know, if someone loves fascinating facts, where can they find them all?
Well, I tried to get them all in this book. I've been collecting this stuff for about 50 years and decided to put it in one volume, which we have, the All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts. Folks can look at our website, which is knowledgeinanutshell.com. That's one word, knowledgeinanutshell.com. You can see the book there and read about it. The name of the book is The All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts. We also have an 800 number, 1-800-NUTSHELL. You can also get it on Amazon. If you go into a store and they don't have it, they'll order it for you, I assume. But the easiest thing really is to go to our website because you can see it there. It's really good for all ages, too. You can quiz each other. We've had a lot of good comments about that. And you can see the book there, and there's a discount if you want more than one, if you want to give some as a birthday gift or whatever. So anyhow, the website is knowledgeinanutshell.com, and the name of the book is The All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts.
So if you want to be the next guy on Jeopardy to make a couple $1 million, you better start getting these knowledgeable, fun facts in your mind, because you never know when they'll come in handy.
Exactly.
Dr. Knowledge, knowledgeinanutshell.com. And, of course, look for the book, The All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts. Thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
Oh, it's been a pleasure being with you, Ryan.
All the way from our sister station out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You know what CBS did? Their morning news decided to do a piece on radio. How cool is that? The evolution of car radios. A couple of St. Louis references in there, too. We're going to get to that next on Overnight America KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. We'll get to CBS News here in about 10 minutes at the top of the hour as we get close to that midnight game day. Whew. Brian calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Well, I'd like to make my prediction on the hockey game.
Okay.
Boston is on a 5-game winning streak. They swept Carolina 4 games in a row. And, of course, they won the previous game to make it to the finals. So that's a 5-game winning streak. Boston Bruins have a goaltender that is just as good as Binnington for the Blues. So here's the thing. When anyone asks a local media hype like you or anybody else from St. Louis, pick a local broadcaster, anyone you want to think of, the local broadcasters, you ask them, who do they think is going to win? Well, of course, they're always going to say the Blues. Local broadcasters don't have enough guts to pick the Bruins because they know they're going to be ostracized, and they're going to say, local Blues players are going to say, oh, so you're picking the Bruins, are you? Well, we're not going to talk to you anymore. So the truth of the matter is, Boston has a better team.
You think that's how it works?
Well, your name is Ryan Recker, right?
Oh, my goodness. No, seriously, you think that's how it works?
Yeah, if you'd like to stop laughing for a minute.
I think this is hilarious. No, I think this is hilarious. Go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
Your name is Ryan Recker, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you, who do you think is going to win the Stanley Cup? Don't even answer, because I know you're going to say the Blues, because that's just the way you are.
I've been saying it for like the past week. I think the Blues are going to win ever since they advanced to the final.
If you want to be honest about it, Boston has a winning tradition and they have a better team. There's no way the Blues are going to win the Stanley Cup final. So why don't you get real?
I am getting real. I think the Blues are going to win. I'm not just saying it because you think I'm part of St. Louis has to only support St. Louis teams. Come on,
That's
man.
That's right.
That's crazy
talk.
That's
exactly why.
Now, you see, you got such, exactly, you have the very wrong impression of what's going down. I'm just saying you're wrong.
One more thing, Mr. Recker.
Yeah.
You don't have enough guts to say that Boston is going to win the Stanley Cup.
I don't think they are, because I don't think they're going to win it. It's not about guts. It's about, I think the Blues are going to win. Why can't you accept that? Seriously. Why do you have such a hard time accepting that some people honestly believe the Blues are going to win, and there's a lot of them?
Because you're a homer.
I'm not a homer. I moved here 2 years ago. I'm not a homer.
Okay, let's pick the most popular broadcaster.
I just think this is a fictitious broadcaster. No, you're
Are you just disagreeing
to disagree, or do you actually believe the Boston Bruins are going to win? Because you know what, I think you're just disagreeing to disagree. I really do.
Wait a minute.
I think you're just disagreeing to disagree.
No, wait a minute. Mr. Recker,
I think you're just being the alternate voice because you feel like you have to. I don't think you honestly believe that.
Hold on, Mr. Recker. One more thing. Boston is on a 5-game winning streak.
So what?
I don't know if that means anything to you.
Oh, give them the cup.
Something to me.
Give them the cup right now. Don't even play the games.
I just think this is so silly.
It means nothing.
Look, I have enough guts.
You don't have guts.
I'm from St. Louis, okay?
Yeah.
I just have enough guts and honesty to say Boston is going to win the Stanley Cup.
No, you don't have guts to disagree. That means nothing, honestly. You can believe Boston Bruins win. No, you don't. No one cares.
Okay. There's not one media person in St. Louis that has enough guts to pick Boston because they know they're going to be ostracized.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that. I don't know. That could be
okay,
people going against it.
Who's the biggest broadcaster?
Brian, all I care about is what you think. You think Boston's going to win. Okay, I think you're wrong. I think the Blues are going to win. And that's it. There's nothing special about that.
Well, you're a homer. You're a homer.
No, it has nothing to do with a homer. You're just disagreeing to disagree. I don't care if you believe it or not.
Boston
it's old. It's boring. I get it. All right, Brian.
One more thing, Mr. Record.
I don't know. Say something Boston original. Go ahead.
Boston Bruins have a goaltender.
You already said that. Say something original.
Just as good and even better.
Brian, you already said that 3 times now. So say something original. You can't say anything original. It is so boring and played out. You're just calling in to be contrary, and you say the same things over and over again. Blah, 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 blah. So boring, man. Here, you got to get like an original thought. If you're going to call in and try to insult everyone because they're Blues fans, get real, dude. So boring. I do believe the St. Louis Blues are going to win. I do. Okay. You don't have to agree with me, but you don't have to come in here and try to slap people who believe the Blues are going to win. That's just stupid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.